Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and you're listening to RightsRadio.com, brought to you by StarPublishing.com and StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today, how banks take homeowners for a ride. Mortgage modification, more like mortgage mortification. And here's a true story. My friend Sue lost her primary source of income in early 2009 with one day's notice. She worked for the company for 4 years, but they were in danger of going belly up. Sue didn't qualify for unemployment. Her employer paid her as a consultant in order to eliminate the need for benefits. No benefits, no unemployment insurance. That's when she decided to apply for mortgage modification assistance through her bank, Wells Fargo Wachovia. The key criteria for receiving mortgage modification approval at Wells Fargo Wachovia, like most banks, is your ratio of debt to earnings. If you lost your job, if you had a bad year, don't bother applying. It's a terrible catch-22, admitted one Wells Fargo insider. It's a rotten game, said a banker. The banks will do everything in their power not to reduce your interest, because that's where they make their money. Why should they give up hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in monthly interest payments? Now, Sue naively assumed that Wachovia would treat her with respect. Starting with an 8% mortgage many years ago, she'd already refinanced 3 times as interest rates began to fall. Her points alone had cost $7,500, so she approached her bank officer, the same person who had helped her previously. She was told that mortgage modifications were being handled by a special department that could only be contacted by phone. Bank officers were no longer involved. Finally, reaching a pleasant woman at the other end, she learned that there were 2 types of modifications available, Obama's 2009 program and the bank's internal program. Announced in April 2009, few banks had signed up for the government's mortgage modification program by March 2010. Wachovia had enlisted and thereafter pushed the government option, explained a knowledgeable property investor. To modify a mortgage, the bank must obtain approval from every financial institution that bought into the pool, and thereafter from the mortgage insurers. Well, it's just too much work. So they'd rather foreclose, take the write-off, and collect the mortgage insurance. Obama sweetened the deal by offering banks a $1,500 cash bonus for each homeowner that applies for the government option. I bet you didn't know that. What's the difference between the two mortgage programs? Embedded in the fine print of the U.S. government option, applicants must agree that their personal information can be assessed by employees of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, other relevant agencies, and by foreign governments. Moreover, if any government or foreign official harbors suspicions that the applicant's information is incorrect, with or without proof, she or he can be prosecuted for fraud. It was terrifying. Sue chose the bank option instead, which carried no such bottom line. Wachovia reluctantly accepted her verbal application. The bank also demanded a brief letter explaining her current predicament, the reason she was applying for the reduced rate, along with supporting documentation that should actually have been in her file. It wasn't. She was starting from scratch. The bank appointed a liaison officer to handle her case. 2 months later, she received a call from the liaison requesting additional information. He stated that she would receive a personal phone call, not a letter, confirming whether her application was accepted or rejected. But then silence for the next few months. Sue tried reaching his extension. He never answered and never returned the call. She finally reached a woman who would not disclose her last name or title. She instructed Sue to call back every month. After 5 months of phoning, a person at the other end of the line, not her liaison officer, disclosed that there were handwritten notes in her file indicating that she'd been rejected. But he couldn't tell her for sure, since he had no authority to do so. Another month went by, more calls, nothing. Finally, she received a rejection letter in the mail, exactly the opposite of what she'd been told, and this rejection was solely based on her loss of income. So she didn't earn enough to warrant interest rates she could afford. Imagine that. To my mind, the national press seems mystified that mortgage applications are down. To my view, the American homeowner has been beaten down by humiliation and mistreatment. Mortgage modification is just another way of saying enjoy the ride. Now, on June 12th, I received a horrifying comment or story regarding Bank of America that all should know about. The writer was a gentleman named David Russell, and he wrote, "The incident. In February 2010, I contacted my mortgage lender, Bank of America, about their Making Homes Affordable program. I was solicited via the internet. I did call and inquire, but was told I did not qualify. About 6 weeks later, I received a FedEx package about the program. I called Bank of America and was told the documents were sent by mistake and to toss them in the trash, and that's what I did. On June 4th, 2010, I noticed that $95.54 was missing out of my checking account. After looking through my bank statement," he wrote, "my fixed rate mortgage had jumped from $474.03 to $523.75 in May of 2010. Again, this is David Russell writing to Rights Radio. He says, "I contacted Bank of America and was told, this is your new payment as we open an escrow account to pay your property taxes and insurance for the Making Homes Affordable program." Well, I explained to seven people over a two-hour time period that I wasn't eligible for the program, never signed any documents, nor had I submitted an application, and have paid my own taxes and insurance outside of the loan since I first purchased the property. The bank did admit that I did not qualify for the program, but the escrow account had been set up and it could never be terminated. You'll just have to live with it, Mr. Russell," the rep explained. I told her my taxes are $199 a year and my insurance is $200, but you're holding almost $600 a year. And the response? Well, at the end of the 27 years, we'll refund you the difference. I then informed her that Bank of America fraudulently changed the terms and conditions of my loan without permission, without my knowledge, or any signed documents. The response was, "We do this all the time, and it's perfectly legal for us to withhold your taxes and insurance. I stated my taxes are paid to date, and so is my insurance, and you can't legally raise my mortgage." Now it looks like he might even lose his home because of the additional charges. This is an absolute outrage, and how banks take homeowners for a ride. This is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.